This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Mike Brown. Haitian police arrested the presumed assassins of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, according to a government official. The communications secretary tweeted late Wednesday the alleged assassins of Moïse were intercepted by the national police shortly before 6 this evening. No other details were made available. A manhunt ensued after the shooting death of Moïse at his private residence in a wealthy suburb of the capital, Port-au-Prince, before dawn on Wednesday. Haitian officials say heavily armed gunmen posing as U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency officers who spoke Spanish and English shot and killed the president in a highly coordinated attack. His wife, Martine Moïse, was gravely injured and remains in critical but stable condition after being transferred to a Miami hospital. Haitian ambassador to the United States, Baki Edmond, said Haiti would request U.S. assistance and expertise. The killing is likely to bring more chaos to the unstable Caribbean country, already beset by gang violence, soaring inflation, and protests by opposition supporters who accuse Moïse of increasing authoritarianism. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph said police and military were in control of security. The poorest country in the Americas, Haiti has a history of dictatorship and political upheaval. Meantime, the Dominican Republic has closed its borders with Haiti following the assassination of Moïse. Binational market activities in the border provinces were also suspended until further notice. Authorities say the border gates would only be open to let all Dominicans who require evacuation as well as K counselor staff leave Haiti. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News.